This event is extremely important because it's our effort to reach out to Berkshire County and elicit feedback from community members from all different sectors of society. The food bank has formed a task force to end hunger because we want to achieve the second part of our mission statement, which is to end hunger. So we've brought together 26 thought leaders from across all four counties of Western Massachusetts, and they are drafting an action plan, but we want input from members of the community. So this event will enable us, as it has in at events in each of the other three counties, to get feedback from members of Berkshire County, residents, business owners, municipal officials, the like, so that we can craft an inclusive plan that gets us to ending hunger over the long term. We understand that this is an ambitious goal, but we believe that we should and must have a bold yet pragmatic action plan to end hunger, and this will be one important step to achieving that.
What are some of the questions you'd like to see answered at this forum?
Sure, well, we're going to present to members of the forum who are in attendance our thinking thus far of what are the underlying causes of hunger. And we want the attendees to react to that and say, okay, where should we be focusing our efforts on the most? Which areas, which causes of hunger would have, if we were to focus on solutions or to them, which would have the greatest impact, drawing from the resources and assets that we have in our communities out here in Western Massachusetts. That's what we hope to get out of the attendees and out of this important discussion.
You mentioned that you've held similar forums in the other three Western counties. What were some of the things you learned at those forums?
Sure. Well, what we learned was that there's a great degree of passion for this issue, and that people do indeed want us to be thinking about how do we end hunger? Because we as a food bank and many of our partners, pantries and meal sites across all four counties, are feeding people every day, day in and day out. But we acknowledge that that's not going to end hunger. We're going to end it at the moment, but people will keep coming back until and unless we focus on the underlying causes of hunger and address those. So that's has been the overwhelming response, is that people are excited to hear that we're having that conversation, and they're helping us identify what those priorities should be.
What is the demand like now at those feeding sites that you mentioned, the food pantries and the soup kitchens?
Yep. In the last 12 months, ending September 30th, which is the end of our fiscal year, we've seen a small decline in the number of people who are going to pantries and meal sites across all four counties. That said, the verdict is still out. That's just an estimate at this stage, and we're eager to see if that means that of those fewer people who are coming, they are coming as frequently, less frequently, or more frequently, which was the case 2 years ago. So there's two dynamics going on here. The number of individuals who come seeking food assistance and how often they need to come to meet their basic food needs day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out.
And how is the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts doing as far as your supplies, your funding?
Sure. Well, every year for the last 3 years, we've been increasing our distribution of food by a factor of up to 5%. And we intend to continue distributing more food and healthier food in the years to come, because we envision that demand is not going to decrease markedly. And of course, we're fearful that sometime in the future, we are likely to confront some economic hardship again across the whole Commonwealth as a cycle of recession seems to, in this country and in most countries, return at least every 6-7 years. So we're concerned that we need to have enough food out there and to be ready at any given moment to provide enough food and enough healthy food for people so that they can carry on their lives.
We're coming up on the holiday period in a few weeks. We'll be into Thanksgiving and then Christmas. Am I correct that the demand is going to increase around that period?
Yeah, we see spikes around the holidays, not because they're holidays necessarily, but because it falls in the winter months when families are grappling with lots of different expenses, including heating. We also see it in the summer when kids are out of school and they can't access school meals. So yes, we intend to see an increase in the demand for food over the winter months, and we'll be ready to meet it with our important local partners, the local feeding programs and communities across all four counties.
And give me the particulars again about the forum that's coming up in the Berkshires.
Yep.
And it's open to the public, right?
It's open to the public. Anybody can come. We invite everyone to attend. It'll be a very eye-opening experience and a great conversation that everyone can take part in. It's going to be held at Berkshire Community College from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 29th.